Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, Mr. News, hit it! Next on the Ledger Report, the COVID vaccines, the largest biological experiment on human beings in world history with unknown long-term consequences. Stand by. The doors of the newsroom are locked and the PC police are not getting in, so sit back and relax as we unfold today's edition of the Ledger Report.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme. And in San Diego, one anchorman was more man than the rest. His name was
Graham Ledger.
So it was a sleight of hand to change the verbiage. What we have right now is an experimental biological gene therapy immune modulatory injection. We are injecting people with a synthetic sequence of nucleic acid. We have never done this on a large scale in human history. mRNA trials in mammals have led to odd cancers. mRNA trials on mammals have led to autoimmune diseases, not right away, 6, 9, 12 months later. So this is what we're doing right now are not approved vaccines. And so everybody, how do you create demand? You create scarcity. Oh gosh, we can't get a shot, we can't get a shot. Well, it's a beautiful marketing ploy to be able to say, gosh, there's a low supply, so everybody wants it now. Well, everybody may want it, but the long-term safety data is not there. 50% of healthcare providers are absolutely not getting this injection, and that's a reason. We don't trust the data. The fox guarded the hen house. The companies did their own data. There were no independent observer groups looking at the data. You know, do the shots decrease severity of disease and hospitalization? Well, they seem to be, but they don't fall under the definition of creating pure immunity and preventing transmission. If you're immune after an injection, why in the world would you still have to mask and social distance? That is an admission that they don't know that it's a vaccine.
Stop tape. No, it's not a vaccine. It's a biological experiment, as the good doctor just pointed out. It's a mass experiment on tens of millions in the United States, hundreds of millions of people globally. It has never been used. This kind of vaccine has never been used on this scale on human beings in the past. And we know that there have been lab experiments as part of the protocol for these vaccines, these mRNA, which effectively attempt to alter the DNA of a human being every time it's injected. It's not a normal kind of vaccine that takes a biological route. This is more of a Frankenstein route. And I'm not trying to be alarmist here, but that's effectively what we're talking about with the Wuhan coronavirus vaccines. And in Washington, by the way, in Washington state, which has just gone off the Richter scale along with Oregon and California, the entire West Coast is gone. Constitutionally speaking, it's gone. And here is a great example. In Washington state, they are now allowing medical providers to reject giving the COVID vaccine to white people. I am not kidding you. I can't make this stuff up. If you had told me 10 years ago, or if I tried to tell you on the news 10 years ago, that if you're a white person in Washington state and you want to receive a vaccine, you are put on a wait list because of the color of your skin. Imagine if Martin Luther King were alive today to hear that. This is out of KTTH, out of Washington State. It's a radio station in Washington State, and they're reporting this. Headline, Washington Department of Health lets providers deny vaccines to white people for so-called equity. This has gone too far, ladies and gentlemen. We're in a very, very desperate moment in time in this country because we have completely rejected the founding documents. In particular, we have completely now rejected, or at least certain entities of government have completely rejected, the Declaration of Independence, where all men are created equal, and the United States government, the entity, and the state governments are supposed to be protecting life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Well, when you segregation is alive and well in this country. Unfortunately, it's attacking white people. And what is a white person? People look at me and say, oh, you're a white guy. Am I really? My descendants are from Italy. And many people in Italy have descendants from North Africa. I mean, look at Sicily. It's a different color skin. I hate talking about color of skin unless I'm talking about a beautifully tanned woman, which I happen to like. I like darker skin, and you know, I just do. I'm attracted to it, okay, versus fair skin. It's just a personal thing, but I'm not categorizing people. I'm not saying, hey, you have lighter skin, you're not going to be allowed to have a shot. You have lighter skin, you're going to have to give your dollars to these people with darker skin, reparations. Story out of LA, where 100 years ago, we don't know the entire story, but they're making it appear to be that a beach area, some land near a beach, by the way, you can't own a beach, but of course the reporters don't think about that. They say this beach was taken away from a black family 100 years ago somewhere in Southern California, somewhere around Huntington Beach or one of the beach areas there, Seal Beach, around LA. And so now the city council is voting to give it back to the descendants of the family. I mean, this is cuckoo. This is cuckoo. What about my descendants who came through Ellis Island, may or may not have had papers, and so they wrote WOP on their forehead? WOP. Yeah, WOP. A derogatory term for an Italian coming over from Italy to America, or to this day, Americans of Italian descent. People can call me a WOP. I'm a WOP. Big deal. Where does WAP come from? Without papers. It was written on them. So how many WAPs in this country, descendants of hundreds of thousands, millions now, are going to get reparations for that? Where does this end? I know where this begins. It begins with the Constitution and the founding documents. And some of us want to protect and preserve. We're in a very slippery slope in this country, because for this kind of garbage to be happening, X amount of Americans, and many of them in leadership positions, are rejecting the founding documents. And ladies and gentlemen, the more they reject, the more the so-called silent majority must speak up and defend the founding documents, which is what I try and do on this here program. I want to remind you, this here program is brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow, and the Frank Speech social media platform, but more MyPillow. We want to support Mike Lindell because he supports free speech, he supports the president, he supports me. I've been on with Mike Lindell a couple of times, and I think he's a fabulous person. If you go to MyPillow.com, you put Ledger, my last name, L-E-D-G-E-R, in the promo code box, you get up to 66% off MyPillow products. Not just pillows, by the way, sheets and all kinds of bedding stuff that men don't care about. Well, no, we do. We're not the kind of people that necessarily go shopping. But I'm not trying to exclude men. Go to MyPillow. Go and look around. It's just hard for us to do it. But we can do it. We can do it. We can do it, ladies. We can do it. Also, go to GrahamLedger.com. There's a link to MyPillow on there. And you can see the latest on the Ledger Report. Latest about me being banned from YouTube and from... I'm in double secret probation now. YouTube and Facebook jail. Double secret probation, for those of you who know that line and should know it very, very well. Mostly men, I think. Although some ladies probably know what I'm talking about here. But anyway, go to GrahamLedger.com and you can see more about MyPillow. There's a link there, a couple links there. And also, you can answer the Ledger Register question, and that is, will you sign up for the Frank Speech and the soon-to-be Donald Trump social media platforms? Hopefully, they're going to change the dynamic. I pray to God they change the dynamic out there and end this tyranny that's going on between Facebook, Twitter, and Google and the rest of these tech giants. I pray that this ends this nonsense. On this here program, just a couple minutes, we're going to talk with Dr. Brian Artis, the CEO of Artis Labs, about the vaccines, in particular the mRNA versus a normal vaccine. We're going to talk about VAERS, the VAERS system. Are you familiar with that? I'll explain what that is. We're going to talk about this Pfizer situation. And we'll talk about masks if we have time. I want to talk about this study very briefly, if you didn't hear about it, out of Stanford, that is peer-reviewed and was published, believe it or not, on the National Center for Biotechnological Information, something, you know, one of these mumbo-jumbo governmental names. But that happens to be a wing of the National Institute for Health, the NIH, the place that Dr. Fauci runs. So this peer-reviewed article was published effectively on the National Institute for Health. And the Stanford study that was published very quietly says that wearing a face mask is absolutely worthless, which is what we've been saying on this here program for more than a year now. Because I did my homework on the CDC website, which had another peer-reviewed study prior to the Wuhan coronavirus by 2 years, that said wearing a face mask does nothing to mitigate the spread of a virus. But this peer-reviewed study cited 67 scholars, doctors, scientists, and other professionals. It says the data suggests that both medical and non-medical face masks, that would be, medical would be the N95, right? And the non-medical is whatever. You see people walking around with these face diapers. These face masks are ineffective to block human-to-human transmission of viral and infectious disease. Stop there. You don't even have to say the Wuhan, including the Wuhan coronavirus. It's what I've been saying, again, for more than a year. I did my homework, and the homework told me over and over and over again that masks are useless. Why isn't this being reported in the mainstream media? Why is it when this is posted on social media, people are kicked off social media, Twitter? Somebody's posted this thing, that report, and they were kicked off of Twitter. Okay, so clearly, I'm pointing out the blatantly obvious, I guess, but clearly Facebook, Twitter, Google, and YouTube, all big tech, are in the pocket of not the mainstream media, but really the Democrat Party and the Democrat agenda. Because the Democrat Party and the Democrat agenda doesn't want you to know the truth about masks. They want you to conform. If they wanted you to know the truth about masks, then Joe Biden would not come out on his first day in office and say, I want you to mask up for 100 days. By the way, how many days are we into the 100-day thing? how many days are we in the 15 days to stop the spread? So, if Joe Biden is privy to this, or at least his administration, I don't know if Joe Biden is privy to anything, but his administration is privy to this information. So why don't they share it? Why is big tech knocking it off their platforms? Why? Why don't they want the truth out there? This is a peer-reviewed study out of Stanford. Now, there's a lot of liberals in Stanford. In fact, I think you maybe have to be liberal to go to Stanford now, just like going to Berkeley. You're a conservative Berkeley, you're in trouble. You in big trouble. Yeah, we'll talk about it. And my buddy Daniel Horowitz, again, confirming why masks don't work. And his study focused on, you know, when you look at somebody wearing a mask, even an N95 doesn't fit, you know, perfectly, doesn't conform perfectly around your face. There's gaps and stuff. That makes it permeable to anything, including a virus. I mean, we have a big gap of even like an eighth of an inch. We're talking microbes here. So a virus can get in, but dirt can get in. Anything can get in there. And that's the point of my buddy Daniel's report. But I think more alarming this week, it just came down very recently. The scientist who helped develop the Pfizer vaccine now says that a third booster shot is necessary. Now, I post this kind of stuff on social media once in a while, And then I get these naysayers say, oh, well, you have to get a flu shot every season. This is insanity, folks. This is an admission, just like the doctor was pointing out, forcing you to wear a mask even after you've had one of the virus vaccines is an admission it ain't working, first of all. Why would you have to still wear a mask? I remember Newsom came out and said, well, we're going to be mostly vaccinated in California, but you still have to wear a mask. It makes no sense. Well, there's two things going on in California. One is that it's an admission that the vaccines probably don't work. And I feel sorry for these lemmings getting the vaccine. Oh, now you have to go back and get a booster shot. Oh, you got to go back and get another booster shot. How many shots do you need? How many shots are going to be necessary? How often do you need this? Is anybody asking these questions in the mainstream media? You have these reports. This is not some kind of crazed website that reported this headline of this Pfizer scientist who helped develop the vaccine. This is out of MSNBC or CNBC, one of them, one of the Peacock platforms. So where's the mainstream media on this follow-up saying, hey, Pfizer, now it's one, it's two, it's three. How many do I hear? Four. And how often? And then how effective is this vaccine in reality? If you're still telling people to wear a mask, why would you tell people to wear a mask if the vaccine works? We don't do that with the flu. Reverse the bet. It's what we say on the golf course, right? Same thing in Washington, by the way. Reverse the bet up there. Reverse it. Sorry, blacks, you're not allowed to get the vaccine. Lawsuit city, right? Oh, but white people, it's okay. So reverse the bet here. Reverse the bet here. Do we do this for the flu? Do we do this for polio? I know polio is not a virus, but you get my point. If the vaccine works, why do you have to keep getting the shot? Why do you have to get a booster and another booster and probably another booster? And then why do you have to have it again? The variants, by the way, is the most overreported BS on the planet right now. But the bottom line is, the American people are not being told the entire picture of these vaccines. And in reality, they're not even vaccines. They're something else. Joining me now is the CEO of Artis Labs, Dr. Brian Artis. So, Brian, doctor, we have now some information this week. We're actually deluged with information. It's just the American people are not seeing much of it. Among the information is this Pfizer scientist who now says there's got to be a second, so the three shots total. Maybe there'll be a fourth. We have this peer-reviewed study out of Stanford talking about the ineffectiveness of wearing a mask for any virus, including the Wuhan coronavirus. It appears to me that, number one, the American people are malinformed about what's going on around them pertaining to the Wuhan coronavirus, number one. And number two, it also appears from my cursory research that what's being injected in people's arms is really not a traditional vaccine per se. It's something else. It's more like some kind of medical device, which, and I'm not talking about tinfoil stuff here. I'm talking, it's a synthetic vaccine, if you will. Would you agree with that?
I would 100% agree with that, Graham.
What is it?
So none of the three current American used vaccines, Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, Pfizer, none of these are actually contain a SARS-CoV-2 virus, a portion of that virus, or any of the COVID-19 virus. So as it stands as a vaccine, none of these are actually vaccinating you against COVID-19 virus strains of any kind. In fact, if you look at the emergency use authorization sheets, which I'm holding right here from the FDA, it actually says on here on the Pfizer one, there is no approved COVID-19 vaccine, and this does not protect you against getting COVID-19, nor does it vaccinate you against COVID-19 because there is no COVID-19 virus or strain of SARS-CoV-2 in the vaccine.
And of course,
then it stands to reason, what's in it?
Yeah, and we know it's not FDA approved, even though there's some misinformation out there that Google doesn't really care about. It's not FDA approved. And we also know, as we talked about in the past, the October internal draft from the FDA that delineated more than 100 potential deadly side effects. And this information, if you put it on, if you put it on Google or YouTube, you will be knocked off of Google or YouTube or Facebook or Twitter when you try and spread this factual information. This is not pie in the sky stuff. This is real.
It is very real. So there's a few concerns I have. Number one, the vaccines aren't even vaccines.
Yep.
There are no approved FDA vaccines to COVID-19. And I'm holding up this fact sheet. You can actually go on FDA.gov, type in emergency use authorization for Pfizer and Moderna, and this chart will come up. But you have to go on their website. And it actually flat out says in the very first paragraph, there is no, I quote, U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved vaccine to prevent COVID-19. This is from the FDA, by the way.
And that's not the message that's out there. The message is, and you hear this, I'm sure you hear it where you are, or maybe you don't, I don't know, but I live in a blue state and you hear these radio messages constantly bombarded. Go get the vaccine. Do it for your family. Do it for the softball team. But they're not telling you the entire picture. And that brings me to the VAERS reporting system. And I don't know if a lot of Americans even know about this, but VAERS stands for Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. And this is a voluntary system. Am I correct that the doctors should use to report any kind of adverse effect?
You're absolutely right. And if anyone is watching this show, there is something hugely important for you to understand. There is this organization within the Health and Human Services Department of the government. It's called VARS, which you just identified and defined. VARS, VAERS.hhs.gov. This is where people are supposed to report adverse events, side effects that are tragic, minor to vaccines and vaccine injuries. It is voluntary. Doctors are supposed to support or report those into the system. Patients are supposed to report them. The problem is in 2010, and I printed this out for you, this was a Harvard's review of the VARS data reporting system. Mm-hmm. Inside of this report was done by Harvard researchers because they wanted to, and I will quote why they did this in 2010. The goal of this project is to improve the quality of vaccination programs by improving the quality of physician adverse vaccine event detection and reporting to the national VARS system. That was the purpose of this. They also found in this review of 3 years of 715,000 patients who had been inoculated with vaccines, they actually found less than 1% of all vaccine injuries are reported to VARS. And they explain why. They found the limitations in all of it. They said that it was reduced in the ability to report it because the clinicians were unaware of the system. They were uncertain about when and what to report. And the burdens of reporting included, it gets in the way of their usual workflow, takes time, and is duplicative. So what they're writing in their notes, they have to go do it for VARS. So people aren't doing it. Less than 1%.
Well, I would throw in there another analysis from Graham Ledger. And that is, if you happen to be a doctor who is swallowing the Kool-Aid and doing whatever these blue state governors want them to do, hook, line, and sinker, then you're probably going to be less apt, or you happen to have voted for Joe Biden, you're probably going to be less apt as a human being with bias to report to the VARS system. And that's just a fact, because we know that doctors have agendas just like other human beings as well. So it's a very flawed system. But it does give a window to the soul, and we are getting a lot of reports, for that matter, thousands of reports of people, for example, getting the Wuhan coronavirus after getting vaccinated, which is pretty much an indictment of a vaccine, is it not?
It is absolutely an indictment of the vaccine. This is just common sense. Let's just break it down to common sense. I heard Mike Lindell on his new platform say yesterday, when did we go away from using common sense?
Right.
You have gotten the vaccine, why would there be a threat to actually get the coronavirus if it is protective to any degree?
Yeah.
And then why would any vaccinated people worry about people who are unvaccinated? If the vaccine works, why would any human being be worried about anyone else not being vaccinated if you truly believe the vaccine is some armor to protect you?
And I want to talk about one more thing real quick here. I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but it's important for people if they happen to contract the Wuhan coronavirus. If you contracted the Wuhan coronavirus, would you choose remdesivir or ivermectin, for example? Which one would you choose to treat yourself?
100% of the time, I would pick ivermectin. And if you have not looked at any of the studies, there are 30 different studies from 18 different countries in the last year that were able to prove that you could stop the transmission of COVID-19 from one person to another, even in the same household, within 48 hours with one dose of ivermectin. One. 30 studies. If you go to flcc.net, you can get all the information about ivermectin. You get access to ivermectin. Ivermectin is far more superior in its ability to stop transmission and help you get over COVID-19 than any of these supposed injections called COVID-19 vaccines.
You know, doctor, I'm not a conspiracy theorist at all. In fact, I reject most of them. But I will tell you that all of this adds up to me that Big Pharma is going to be making a lot of money on this based on the drugs that they want out there, that whether it is the so-called vaccines or remdesivir, which we know really doesn't work unless it is administered early on. But we also know that remdesivir is not administered in this country unless you're admitted to the hospital. So at that point, it may be too late. And so this, we got this thing backwards. We've got this thing, hydroxychloroquine, you know, if you try and search on Google, hydroxychloroquine won't even come up, you know? So we're being denied this, as you pointed out, the common sense information. And that includes wearing a mask. And I want to end on that note. This peer-reviewed study out of Stanford that got zero publicity, that if you post it on social media, you'll be knocked off, you'll be banned on social media. It's unbelievable to me that we live in a society right now that is blocking the medical truth.
It is ridiculous. I think this is where Fauci, after seeing this study, I think this is where Anthony Fauci got the idea. If Stanford was able to prove in November 2020 that masks provide no protection whatsoever to a virus transmission, I think that's why he must have started coming out in December and January saying, maybe we just need to double them. Maybe we should wear two. Three, four, maybe we'll extend this out four at a time for the next year. It's crazy. This is some statistics I would like to your audience to know, though. You know that Johnson & Johnson was paused this last week, right? For six supposed blood clots you see in the media. That isn't accurate, by the way. The VAERS data actually shows that Pfizer has had over 400 reported blood clot issues from the COVID-19 vaccines. Moderna has had over 337. The Johnson & Johnson has had 56. Now, the Harvard study I quoted said less than 1% gets reported. That means if there's only 1% of these that are getting reported, period, Pfizer has had over 40,000 blood clots scenarios occurring to Americans so far in the first 116 days. Moderna has 33,700, and Johnson & Johnson has 5,600. The next question is, why did they pause Johnson & Johnson if they have the least of the three reported blood clots? And your next question should be, research Anthony Fauci's connection to the royalties of sales for Moderna's vaccine.
There's a report out there that he bragged to a fellow worker at the NIH that he grossed $9 million. Here's a public servant grossing $9 million is not possible unless you have some sort of connection to these Big Pharma. It's unfortunate that we're in this situation. Doctor, if people want more information about what you do and what you write about, what you talk about, and you talk a lot and in a good way, where should they go for more information?
If I was going to do anything for you, everything we're talking about, nothing is not referenced. So if you want to email me at doc@artistlabs.com, doc@artistlabs.com. I will personally send you my 16-page report that includes everything Graham has alluded to, including the October report that included 110 known diseases and death side effects of the coming COVID-19 vaccines. It's included in there. And then along with all the information of the Harvard study proving that only less than 1% of adverse events are reported, the death causes of remdesivir, which I believe personally from the research studies I've done, remdesivir is the number one cause of death in America of all COVID-19 patients, period. Nothing else.
See, this is what I tell my audience. It's very important that we communicate directly. If we communicate via email, then Facebook and Twitter and YouTube doesn't block us. So it's crucially important that those who care about the Constitution, those who care about the truth, communicate with one another. And you or I are on the same page on that. Doctor, God bless you. Keep up the great work. And thank you.
Thank you. You can also find me at vocalnow.com. You see it in the background. VOKALNOW.com, The Dr. Artist Show. Thank you, Graham. I'm very proud of you and all the work you do.
Now, this VAERS system, this Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, VAERS, which, by the way, you can go, it's Google or DuckDuckGo VAERS, and it'll come up, V-A-E-R-S. It's a very important system. The problem with it is, and the information on there is very important, the problem with it is it's a self-reporting system. It's not automatic. Like, if somebody dies, then by law there has to be some sort of death certificate. This is like an honor system for the doctors. So if you have these radical doctors out there, and we know they exist, many of them exist, they're the ones saying wear a mask, like Dr. Fauci. So if they have all these patients, or they have one patient, or they have two patients, whatever, who happen to contract the Wuhan coronavirus even after the vaccine, or have some sort of major malady after taking one of the vaccines, or die after. See, this is the problem. It's the same thing on the other scale with the Wuhan coronavirus deaths, right? Somebody's hit by a car, they happen to have the Wuhan coronavirus, they die after they're hit by the car, yet they had the virus, so they're put down as a Wuhan coronavirus death. We know this is true. I'm not making this stuff up. This is the other end of the scale. Somebody dies after getting the vaccine, and you have these nefarious doctors, and they are out there, ladies and gentlemen, and you know who you are. You sycophant doctors who care more about politicians and the political agenda than you do about your so-called Hippocratic Oath, which apparently they don't take anymore. So these doctors have a patient die after taking the Wuhan coronavirus vaccine, and they don't report it. They don't report it that way. They don't make it into the VAERS system. So we're only seeing a fraction. And here's just a fraction of the fraction, right? A report that so far 5,800 fully vaccinated people have caught COVID anyway. That's the headline out of CNN. CNN Health, which is a bit of an oxymoron if I ever heard one. 5,800 fully vaccinated people have been reported into this VAERS system. Fully vaccinated, got it. Now, so you can multiply that by X. What is the X? I don't know. But I do know this, that the American people are being scammed. And we put information out there, like this study out of Stanford about wearing masks being completely ineffective, and it gets erased. It gets erased by Twitter and Facebook, Google search. Try it. I don't know. Will it even come up? Will the Stanford study on masks even come up in a Google search? And Google has ways of blocking this stuff. And certainly YouTube won't let me talk about this. I'd be banned. I got two strikes. So you're going to have to be watching this or listening to this on an alternative platform like Rumble, or hopefully one of the audio platforms that won't disown me. Although that's probably coming too. So it's unfortunate. And the unfortunate reality is the American people are being duped. They're not being told the entire picture about the Wuhan coronavirus, how contagious it is, the survival rate, which is now documented over 98.5% overall. If you're under the age of 50, it's 99%. They're not being told about the efficacy of wearing a mask or the non-efficacy of wearing a mask. And they're not being told, the American people are not being told the truth about the vaccines, that this is the largest human biological experiment in world history that clearly has uncertain ramifications down the road in the future. This edition of the Ledger Report is on its way to the Archives, the Library of Congress. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. I'm Graham Ledger. And remember, even when I'm wrong, I'm right.